CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Oh yes, good morning and welcome to Friday. Welcome to Fancy Friday. Don't mind if I do. Au contraire, don't mind if I do. I did dress fancy even though Ari's not here. I could have got away with not doing it, but I'm committed to Fancy Friday. So I did dress fancy, don't you worry. There's proof. At CFM Taz on Instagram, I popped a story up there as proof. It's also Prize Giving Friday, so there'll be goodies galore. I'll be talking to Anne Harvey after 8 o'clock. She's from Red Cross Lifeblood about giving plasma. And Friday Live with Charlotte Loring of Marist Regional College. She's one of the finalists for the Rock Challenge representing the Northwest Coast in the Rock Challenge this year. So all that's on the way. Let's kick it off.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Well, it is the spooky season, of course, October. Here's a bit of true crime news for you. There's a group of independent investigators that believe they've found out who the Zodiac Killer was. They reckon it was Gary Post. So the Zodiac Killer is linked to 5 killings in the 60s in the USA, but they reckon they found a sixth. They reckon they can relate the Zodiac Killer to the murder of Sherry Bates. Apparently, the police department on the case believe Sherry Bates, still to this day, they believe is not related to the Zodiac Killer. But this group, apparently they've dubbed themselves the Case Breakers Team. They say this former US airman and house painter, his name's Gary Post, was responsible for the killings. He died only in 2018. And they reckon it was him because they found a paint-splattered watch bought at a military base. They found it after Miss Bates's murder. A heel print of the same style and shoe found at 3 other Zodiac crime scenes. 4 head scars similar to the police department's sketch of the Zodiac Killer. Links between his name and coded messages sent to police by someone claiming to be the killer. But the San Francisco office of the FBI said that they don't think it was it. But apparently this was made up. This group's made up by former policemen and even military people. So these aren't just crackpots from the street. They're people with experience about this. But apparently Mr. Post's former daughter-in-law believes that they've nailed it. Her name's Michelle Wynn. And she told a newspaper that he was the Zodiac Killer without a doubt, and the police sketch from 1969 was a bell ringer, she said. Being around him, knowing his demeanour and his shadiness and twistedness, I have an intuition. I can read people, she said. And so then she went on to say, it's my birthday today, and this all coming out is a great birthday present to me. So there's 40 people in this independent investigating group. Former FBI agents, national security agent, code breakers, professors in crime scene investigation. So these are pros, and they reckon it was this fella. This Mr. Post. So a Gary Post. So you can Google that, find out more stuff. Interesting, though, but more study needed, I suppose. Now, if you're a whiskey fan, you best listen up. There's a whiskey tasting event happening at the end of the month, the 23rd of October, which is a Saturday at 6:30 p.m. down at Cafe Europa in Burnie. It's hosted by Whiskey Waffle, Alex Ted Matthews and Nick Screech Turner. If you want a ticket, tickets are limited. So if you want a ticket, go to burnietickets.com.au. There's nibbles, there's a silent auction, and all proceeds go to the Fairy Godmothers, which is a local not-for-profit organisation assisting the Tasmanian community and families who have children with disabilities, special needs and medical conditions. So a good cause, plus good whiskey. So it's happening Saturday, the 23rd of October at Cafe Europa in Burnie. To book tickets, tickets are limited, so to book tickets, burnietickets.com.au.
Hit music.
I was just talking before about how a bunch of like 40 investigators who seem pretty qualified, but they reckon they've cracked who the Zodiac Killer was. They reckon it was this guy, Gary Post. I did have a message come into the program saying others have claimed to have solved it as well. Some guy wrote a book on it and reckoned it was his father and even found the mask. So it does seem like someone thinks they figured out who the Zodiac Killer is every year, and it seems to be a different person. And also, It's a good point to make that these investigators are saying it was this Gary Post guy based on a murder that the police involved are saying wasn't even the Zodiac Killer. So don't get too excited. Probably more research needed.
Trivia trial.
All right, now is the time for your chance to win $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. For Jensen's Quality Metalworks, discover the beauty of winter warmth with a Jensen's wood heater. All you got to do is call me at 1-300-655-922 and answer a trivia question. Today's question's related to the show so far. So if you've been listening, you'll know the answer to this one. A group of 40 investigators think that Gary Post is what? A group of 40 investigators have recently come out and said they think this Gary Post guy is the what? 1-300-655-922. If you're correct, I'll pop you in the draw for that $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. Phone lines have lit up. It's lovely to know that you're listening, especially this early in the morning.
Trivia trial.
1-300-655-922. Dave on, but not Dave from Wyandetta. We've got a different Dave. It's Dave from Devonport. How are you this morning, Dave?
Good, yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. So the question today, the trivia question is, a group of 40 investigators have recently come out and said they think Gary Post is the...
Zodiac Killer.
Correct, Dave. Nice one. Do you get into your true crime?
No, not really. My mother-in-law does, but I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, your mother-in-law will be proud of you for knowing that one then. Always good to keep the mother-in-law happy, Dave.
Sometimes.
Thanks, Dave. I'll pop you in the draw for that $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Today in history, thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
8th of October today, let's have a look at it. On this day in 1971, John Lennon released his mega hit single, Imagine.
Imagine all the people living for today.
A once great song now bastardised by celebrities during the COVID times. I don't know if you remember that. It was on this day in 1977, the Tasman Bridge in Hobart was reopened to traffic. After, of course, the big accident there. On this day in 1998, the US House of Representatives voted to begin impeachment hearings against President Bill Clinton on charges of perjury and obstruction of justice for lying about his affair with Monica Lewinsky.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people.
His excuse was, I was saying I didn't have sexual relations with her. No one asked me if I put a cigar up her, you know what I mean? So, fine, he didn't lie. That's actually what his defence was. On this day in 2004, Chappelle Corby was arrested in Bali when it was discovered that her bodyboard bag contained 41 kilograms of marijuana. And on this day in 2006, the Australian ARIA singles charts began including digital download sales as well as shop sales. So that was back in 2006 when they officially began recognising online purchases of downloaded music. And that's today in history.
Hit music. Music.
It's time for the extremely rare Japanese word of the day segment, or Japanese idiom of the day segment. It's like a shiny Charizard, this segment. Alrighty, on the line once more, my brother Fraser. I don't have Ariel here, so I've got to go to my brother Fraser for a Japanese word of the day, or idiom of the day he's been giving us all week since Tuesday, and it's Friday, Fraser. Happy Friday to you. We made it, brother.
I know. We made it through another one.
How do you say, I live in Devonport and it's Friday?
Devonport sunde kinyobi desu.
Okay, what about I live in Burnie and it's Friday?
Burnie, or how would you say that? Barney, ni sunde mashite, kinyobi desu.
Okay, and what about I live in Wivenhoe and it's Friday?
It's the same thing, you just replace the English word with Wivenhoe.
Okay, and what about I live in Ulverston and it's Friday?
Olberston, I don't know.
Anyways, phrase. We've got a one more Japanese idiom of the day to leave the folks out there into the weekend. I mean, can we send them out with some great vibes from some of the wise people of the land of Japan?
Well, absolutely. Allow me to send the people of the Northwest off for the weekend with a little bit of Eastern wisdom. Yes. So today's idiom of the day to round out the week is Kairu no ko wa kairu.
Do you understand?
Okay. Kairu no... Kairu what?
Kairu no ko wa kairu.
Okay, hang on. You got to break this up into threes or something. Kairu no...
Kairu. No ko wa.
No ko wa.
Kairu.
Kairu no ko wa kairu.
Yes, close enough.
Okay, what does it mean?
The literal meaning of it is child of a frog is a frog.
Okay. Unfortunately, I don't have a frog sound effect ready. I wasn't expecting that. A child of a frog is a frog. So is that like if it looks like what is the saying that we have here in Australia? If it looks like a computer and it sounds like a computer, it's probably a computer. No, frog. Well, hang on. I'm just looking at a computer. If it looks like a frog and it sounds like a frog, it's probably a frog.
Well, that would make a slightly more sense, but no, it means like father, like son.
Oh, really? Apple doesn't fall far from the tree, but in Japan they say the frog is a frog.
Yeah, the child of a frog is also a frog.
I see. So how do we say it again?
Kairu no ko wa kairu, very wise.
Kairu no ko wa kairu. So I'm guessing kairu is the frog bit.
Yeah, because it gets repeated. No ko is ko means child, so it's kairu no ko wa kairu.
There we go, a bit of Eastern wisdom to send everyone off into their weekends with. You're welcome, people.
Yes, and do me a favour, Adam. Have one on me tonight when you go out.
Yeah, you too, mate. You have one on me, and then we're even.
Oh, absolutely! Yay!
Cheers. That's me brother Fraser giving us a Japanese idiom of the day. Each day this week. Cheers, Fraser.
Yeah, no worries, Adam.
Checks in the mail. Yep. Well, I'm an ambitious dog that swam up to 200 metres across the ocean in pursuit of a group of seagulls would have almost certainly drowned if it weren't for an incredible act of fate. The Springer Spaniel, his name's Cooper. He'd been swimming towards a moored yacht in Sydney's northern suburbs on Saturday when he ran into trouble. The defenceless canine began swimming in circles as it tried to desperately avoid magpie-like swooping from the seagulls it had been following. As the dog grew increasingly fatigued while splashing about in the ocean a considerable distance from the land, its owners began to panic it wouldn't make it out alive. But by some miraculous coincidence, however, a marine area command boat was passing the distressing scene at the perfect time, and they were waved down by the worried onlookers. The officers, who initially thought it was a person struggling to stay afloat, spotted the tired and scared doggo and dragged it onto their vessel. They then delivered Cooper back safely to his parents. The incredible rescue mission was then shared to Facebook by the New South Wales Police on Tuesday this week, and it sparked a huge response with more than 2,000 people commenting. Typical Spaniel, it's in their breed. Gotta love them, one person wrote. The pooch's owner also left a comment and shared a photo showing Cooper looking far more content than he did following Saturday's ordeal. And all's well that ends well is an of it is on Dog News.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. Dog, dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog, dog, and I want my dog to be in films.
Song, snack.
All right, now is your chance to win, or go into the draw to win, breakfast for two at Windows on West Stella Blade. By playing Song Snag, we'll draw the winner today as well, because it's Prize Giving Friday. All you got to do is identify the following snagged song. Give me a call at 1300 655 922 with the artist and the song name, and I'll pop you in the draw for breakfast for two at Windows on Westella for a breakfast you'll look forward to every day. It's Windows on Westella. All right, 1-300-655-922. Here's the song. If you know what that song is, give me a buzz at 1-300-655-922. All right, 1-300-655-922 to unsnag the song.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Hey, you're having a good time out there.
On 107.7 CFM.
Just about to go 10 minutes to 8. No correct guesses so far for Song Snag. That's sort of my bad as well. I fired off that Bernard Fanning song and it was all a mess. That's my bad. Sorry. We'll roll it over to Monday for another chance to win breakfast for two at Windows on Westella. But we've got to do Friday Live now.
Friday Live, showcasing local talent on the Northwest Coast.
Well, Friday's a great day for many reasons, and this is one of them as far as I'm concerned. It's Friday Live and Local. We get a local artist in to perform and have a chat with them. We've got Charlotte Loring, one of the finalists for this year's Rock Challenge. She represented the Northwest Coast up there in Lonnie. She's from Marist Regional College. Good morning to you, Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Might need the mic. Sorry.
That might be a good idea. Hey, good
start. It's because of that song Snag. I forgot to tell you to put the mic. How are you this morning?
I'm really good. How are you?
Not too bad. So how did things go at that Rock Challenge final?
Things went really well, actually. It was really impressive, the talent around Tasmania, actually. Thoroughly enjoyed it. I knew the venue as well, which was nice. But went really well. Band went fantastic. Solo went really well. I just loved it.
Yeah, what venue was it, out of curiosity?
It was at Launceston Conference Centre in the Door of Hope Church. Really big auditorium. So that's, I've been there for a conference before, so that was really awesome, actually.
Cool, and there was a good turnout and everything?
Oh, amazing turnout. There was a couple hundred people there. It was really nice.
We had Charlie Saunders in from Sheffield School before as well, and she said you played really well. Did you guys become dear friends?
I got to talk to her a few times, but it was such a high-intense environment that we didn't get to get in contact very much. But we've been talking a little bit over Instagram and stuff.
Nice.
So really, really nice girl.
Yeah, awesome. And so you play a trillion instruments and you sing and do everything, so you've chosen guitar today.
I have.
How did you narrow it down to guitar out of all those instruments?
Well, it's been, the holidays have been really, really good. I always enjoy holidays for writing songs. And so I just wrote this one off picking up the guitar, having a bit of a jam, chucking some lyrics to it. So I just chose this one.
So it's a brand new one, hot off the press.
Yes, it is.
What's it called?
It's called Heart of Gold.
Nice.
Yeah.
And can I just mention as well, I almost forgot to mention, you've got a tie on for Fancy Friday.
I do. I have a tie on. I was like, you know, I can't forget the tie for Fancy Friday.
So you're officially more committed to Fancy Friday than Ari, so nice work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, take that one, Ari.
And the Vegemite cap, so.
I'll be taking over Monday, thanks.
Yeah. Ooh, look out, Ari.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it. The stage is yours.
Awesome, thank you. Last boy on the hill, tears stream down your face. See you crying still, eyes glazed off into space. Last girl in the tree, why sad all alone? Socially exhausted, looking like you're done. And I understand pain, I want it more, but I cannot stand to see a tug of war with your mind. You planned to pull away from it all, breaking at your core. I wish that I could turn back time and tell you you'll be alright. Keep your head up, you're doing fine. Your insecurities are not minimal, but honey, are beautiful. Just know you can get through it all with your heart of gold. Calm down, little one. Oh, I'll calm down by my side. Misunderstood. Turn back time and tell you you'll be alright. Keep your head up, you're doing fine. Your insecurities are not minimal, but honey, you are beautiful. Just know you can get through it all with your heart of gold. It's okay to step back, it's okay to say no. The hardest lesson is learning to let go. Burning yourself out isn't the way to know. The next step forward will help you grow. You got so much ahead, don't go wasting your breath on the ones that don't deserve it. Wipe the tears from your eyes, pull yourself from the deep end, and reset again. I wish that I could turn back time and tell you you'll be alright. Keep your head up, you're doing fine. Your insecurities are not minimal. Honey, you're so beautiful. Just know you can get through it all with your heart of gold.
And that's why she was a Rock Challenge finalist this year. Nice one. That's Charlotte Loring. Can people follow you on the socials to follow your musical journey?
Yes. So my Instagram page, hopefully going to start posting a little bit more music, Charlie_Loring. And also linked in there is my band, Halcyon Twain. Halcyon_Twain, if you want to look at that as well.
Yep. Also a good band that was involved with the Rock Challenge too.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Charlotte Loring, for coming in.
Awesome. Thank you.
Time to check in with the most gangster street team of all.
Uh-huh. Load it up with the Coast's best free stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM street team.
All right, first up, we're going to go to Delilah. Delilah, is it true you've got free stuff, and are you the most gangster street team of all time?
Oh, Adam, it's true, and it is true again. I am the most gangster with the freest of the stuff. Hitting the streets of Ulverston this morning, I am at Lifestyle Caravans in Ulverston. Gangster free stuff on board. Whoop whoop. I have fresh bread from Cripps Master Loaf. We have eucalyptus spray from Dinky Co. We have yogurt from Tasmania's West Haven. We have samples provided by the Wholeness Co. in Ulverston. There's magnesiums, children vitamins, collagen. Oh my goodness. There is lollipops. I have CFM Friends with Benefits key tags, CFM pens, and stickers. So get on down. Be a little bit gangster with me. We're in Lifestyle Caravans at Ulverston this morning. I'm in the CFM Cruiser, parked out the front. You can't miss me. Powered by Harvey Norman Davenport, bidding you free stuff.
Thanks, gangster. And, well, that's pretty gangster. Takesha, how's the gangster levels out your way?
Obviously not as high as Delilah's. Oh my gosh, what a legend.
All right, what do we got?
This morning, I can be found in Wynyard outside of the IGA in the CFM Cruiser, and I do have the Coast Best free stuff on board. I've got Tasmanian West Haven Minimu yogurts. I've got fresh loaves of bread, thanks to Chris Master Loaf. I've got drink bottles, thanks to Terry Mike Kenmart, and I've got a special something on board this morning. I've got Ashgrove's barista milk in their completely recyclable plastic bottles. So come and grab some of those. I've also got our friends' benefits key tags as well. So if you don't have one, come and get one from me. I'm out in the CFM Cruiser at the Wynyard IGA, powered by Harvey Norman Electrical.
There you have it, confirmed, the most gangster street team of all time. Go find them and grab the freebies.
Hit music. Music.
CFM. All right, it's sort of tradition around here. Usually around 6 a.m., 6:30 a.m., but we have to change the time up, otherwise he'll get wise to us. To call Lee Kenworthy over at 7BU, he does 7BU breakfast over there. Call him as my character Reuben Rod and bust his balls for not dressing fancy for Fancy Friday. So let's give him a try now. He won't suspect it at 26 minutes past 8, I don't reckon.
Good morning.
Is that you, Lee?
Yes, it sure is.
Lee, it's Reuben Rod calling. How you going today?
Oh, Reuben, how are you, mate? All good.
Yes, I'm pretty good. That's good to hear. I was just I was thinking about this pickle we're in about you. You don't want to dress fancy because you like your shorts and everything and your sandals, but it's the spooky season because it's October.
Yes, that's right. Halloween at the end of the month, although, yeah, it's an American thing now, isn't it, Reuben?
Oh, so you don't really get into the spooky season?
You sound like you probably do.
Well, sometimes you know I like to dress fancy, so any excuse, yeah, even if it's spooky fancy, but I thought maybe you might get into the spooky season and dress fancy for that.
You might have to see, go through the cupboard and see what I can find, eh?
Oh, that would be so fantastic, and I'll exactly be watching on social media to see, right, if you're dressed good spooky. Stuff. What, yeah, about if you dress fancy or spooky on the top and then you still wear the shorts down below?
What a good idea. So then for radio, isn't it? A bit like a newsman on the TV. It doesn't matter what you look like at the front. You can, you know, you can wear shorts and T-shirts and thongs and things like that underneath, can't you?
So, yeah. Or like one of those Zoom conferences that the young people do. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the in thing these days, isn't it? The Zoom since the COVID. So, yeah. Good idea, Reuben. Fantastic.
Cheers, Lee. I think we're onto something. Good to speak to you.
I think it might be massive. Thanks, Reuben. Always good to have a bit of a chat to you, mate. You take care. Enjoy your weekend, won't you?
Oh, well, you too, Lee. Appreciate it, mate.
Good.
Cheers.
Good luck, mate. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. All right, up next, we are going to do Word Sandwich. But before we even get to Word Sandwich, are you interested in going in the Bernie 10 this year? And are you interested in going for free? I've got a double pass sitting right here with me. All you got to do if you want it is call me 1-300-655-922. Call me right now and answer this question. Do you want them? Do you want them? 1-300-655-922 for a free pass to this year's Bernie 10, UTAS Bernie 10. It's a double pass, so you can enter it and also make your friend do it with you.
Hit music. Music. CFM.
Hello, CFM. Do you want them?
Yes, I do.
You do? Who am I speaking with?
Steve.
Steve, where are you from, mate?
Devonport.
Awesome, Steve. Done deal. The double pass is yours.
Thank you.
Word sandwich.
More.
All right, word sandwich time. You get two words. If you can figure out what word goes in the middle to make up the sandwich, give me a call at 1-300-655-922 and you will go into the draw to win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge. Ulverston, go in and taste the difference at McCarthy's Bread Lounge. All right, Thea is in today. Thea's had a bit of a lazy week because Mysterious Mel's been setting all the word sandwiches this week. Bless her. But we do have Thea back in for Friday. All right, so Thea, what are our words?
Your words for today are dash and room.
Dash and room. What word do you think goes in the middle of dash and room? If you know what word will go in the middle to make up the sandwich, hit the phones.
Word sandwich.
More.
All right, on the line, Naomi and Harry from Devonport. How are you guys?
Good. Are we good, Harry?
Yeah. All right, Naomi and Harry, here's your words from Thea.
Your words for today are dash and room.
What do you reckon, guys?
You say board. Say board, Harry. Board.
The word for my sandwich is board, dashboard, board room.
You guys are the champs.
You got it, Harry. Right, Harry.
Yeah. you're in the draw for a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge. We'll draw it today as well because it's prize giving Friday.
Thank you, Adam.
Is everyone having a good Friday over there?
Oh,
my girl's
not here, so it's quiet.
Oh, okay. Nice, relaxing, quiet Friday. Well, that's the way.
Yeah.
I'm joined on the phone by Anne Harvey with Red Cross Life Blood. Good morning to you, Anne.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Good. I gave blood a few months ago and nothing happened. I'm still here.
That's good to hear.
So nothing to fear. But so this week in particular, it's International Plasma Week, so you're focusing not just on red this week, but the yellow.
That's exactly right, Adam. So people sometimes say, well, what is plasma? So plasma is just a part of your blood. So it actually makes up the majority of your blood, and it's full of really important proteins and nutrients, and they protect us against invaders and help our blood to clot. But one of the really amazing things about plasma is, a bit like you making a donation, you can actually donate more often. So you can actually help more people more regularly. So it's pretty amazing.
And so why is it important, especially this October, for people to donate plasma if they can?
Look, you know, every single week of the year, Lifeblood need about 33,000 donations. That's every single week. So given we're launching October with International Plasma Awareness Week, I thought it was a really good time for people to think about the fact that, you know, just across our Burnie and Devonport donor centres, they need about 950 people to donate plasma just in October. So, you know, if you've never donated before, you can actually do plasma as a first donation. Or even, you know, sometimes people say, oh, well, I've had a tattoo, so I can't donate. Well, you can, because you can actually donate plasma pretty much straight after you've had a tattoo. So there's all sorts of really good reasons to donate during October and make that plasma donation. So it's just a really good time, and I think the International Plasma Awareness Week just raises that, the importance of plasma, and gives us a chance to thank all the wonderful people who already donate.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people probably think about doing it but then don't go and do it. So an awareness week like this sort of encourages people to make that first step.
Absolutely. And I think people sometimes think, well, you know, it's not really something I need to think about. But I think, you know, it's always worth thinking that one of three of us will need blood products in our lifetime. And particularly for people who, some of those plasma can be made into 18 different life-giving products. And they're often used to treat things, anything from, you know, measles to protecting against tetanus, but also for things particularly like cancer. And about 34% of donations go towards the treatment of cancer. So if you're thinking, you know, maybe it doesn't affect me, but you may know someone who has cancer or just want to help in some way, and maybe that plasma donation might be the way you can help them.
Yeah, awesome. So where can the folks of the Northwest Coast go if they want to donate their plasma?
So I've got two fabulous donor centres, one in Burnie and one in Devonport, with fabulous staff. So the easiest thing to do is make an appointment, because then we know that you're well prepared for your appointment, nice and hydrated, and you've had something to eat. And then go into the donor centre, make your donation, and have a snack afterwards, of course.
Yes.
But yes, just make your appointment through the Donate Blood app, which you can just download from your favourite Play Store. You can go to lifeblood.com.au and you can call 131495. But particularly for Burnie and Devonport, if you're walking past and thinking about it, you can drop in and see if they've got a couch for you. But if you'd like to make an appointment, that's really the best way.
Yeah, awesome. Alrighty, Anne Harvey, thanks so much from Red Cross Lifeblood telling us about Plasma Awareness Week. I'm sure we'll speak again, Anne, and I'm probably due for another blood donation soon enough too.
That would be awesome.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That's it for the day and for the week. Thanks for being with me this week while Ari's not here keeping me company. Before I go, I've got to give away some more freebies.
Prize Giving Friday.
Okay, we got winners for the competitions over the course of the week. Thanks everyone for calling and playing. Love to hear from all of you. That's genuinely the truth. I do love to talk to people on the phones. All right, the winner of Trivia Troll getting a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen Quality Metalworks is Dave from Devonport. The winner of Breakfast for Two at Windows on Westella for playing Song Snag is Kerry Lynn from Ulverston. The winner of a $60 savoury box from McCarthy's Bread Lounge Ulverston for playing Word Sandwich is Beck from Natone. And the winner of a $50 voucher to spend at Peppermint Parties for entering Justin Plapp in the birthday book is whoever... It doesn't have the name of who entered, but whoever Justin Plapp's mate is who entered him, the Tractor Man, you've won a $50 voucher to spend at Peppermint Parties as well. Congrats to all our winners, and thanks so much for taking part in the show this week. It's been so much fun. I'll see you again next week from 6 a.m. Takesha's got your workday hicks. Oh, it was going so well, and I screwed it up at the end. Bye.